Angelica, welcome back to OFM. So literature says that breastfeeding helps with the baby blues. Explain this, and what can moms do that are experiencing baby blues, and where can they get help?
Yes, Jolanda, I mean, you're raising such an important point. I mean, baby blues is such a real struggle for a lot of moms, and it's actually quite a taboo subject at the end of the day. A lot of moms don't want to admit that they are struggling with depression or anxiety or any other symptoms of baby blues or postnatal depression that you can get, because it's almost like you need to be this superhero mom and you need to have everything, all your ducks in a row, and you need to just be able to cope with everything. But it is difficult. It really is a difficult time of your life to adjust into. And I think a lot of people often get reminded about the benefits for the baby, which is obviously extremely important. But we forget that breastfeeding also can benefit the mother hugely. And this is one of the ways that it actually has a great benefit. So the studies have shown, there was a paper that came out a few years ago that said that moms that actually wanted to breastfeed during their pregnancy and plan to do so and actually went on to doing so after the baby arrived were 50% less likely to become depressed than mothers that plan to do so but that weren't able to when the baby came. So what was also really important from the study that came out was that we just have to have correct support systems for moms and to be able to support them to continue to breastfeed for as long as possible. And access to the support actually has a key role in preventing postnatal depression or baby blues. So also what's good news is the rates of depression are often lower in the breastfeeding moms than in the non-breastfeeding ones. And this is because breastfeeding is protective of maternal mental health. And it often actually reduces a stress response in the body. So, I mean, if you think about when you breastfeed a baby, you're holding the baby, you're touching the baby, your baby's making eye contact, although there can be so many difficulties with that as well, it is quite an intimate experience, which can release these feel-good hormones, as well as all of these feel-good hormones that are released when your milk is being produced. So it's actually quite an encouraging thing to hear, especially for moms that are breastfeeding and that might be experiencing some baby blues symptoms, to actually really be motivated to carry on breastfeeding because it can help them get through baby blues. But also, I mean, I know a lot of moms are really concerned about what they are consuming when they're breastfeeding, how will it affect the baby? So what can we eat? What can we drink? What medication can we take? And the great news is that many of the treatments these days, if you do have baby blues that are severe enough that you do need to maybe take medication, then you are able to do so. But I think, Yolanda, at the end of the day, like, to be realistic, breastfeeding, once again, like I said, it's because it's natural, doesn't make it easy. And there is a lot of physical, almost painful things you can go through as a mom when it comes to breastfeeding and just the sheer exhaustion. And this can obviously contribute then to creating more baby blues symptoms. So I think that's so vital for mothers to find any kind of support that they can get to deal with breastfeeding complications that can arise and to maintain this breastfeeding that they are establishing. So, ideally, if you are able to, as a mom, to go speak to a lactation specialist and have a one-on-one consultation to work through any of the breastfeeding problems, that really is the most ideal. But what I found really helped in especially the early phases of breastfeeding for myself was that I found the LLH League South African Facebook support group, which was fantastic. So this is a group that any mom can join on Facebook, and it's wonderful because every time you log on to your Facebook, you see some other mother in South Africa has commented on exactly what you are experiencing. Let's say it's engorgement. Let's say you're worried about going back to work. You have to leave baby. Whatever the issue is, another mom is also going through it, and someone has been brave enough to post it and ask about it on this group. And so it provides quite a safe space for moms to interact with each other and chat about like what their solutions were, as well as what's fantastic is that there are lactation specialists monitoring the chat, and they actually do give the best evidence to support the mom as well. And also then one of the friends of the Hela family, Embrace, it's Mother's Movement. So they can be found on the different social media channels. And it's also a great space for moms to just come together and chat. They do mom meets every now and again where there'll be like an online call that moms can join and you can chat to each other. So it's not necessarily specifically for breastfeeding or baby blues or postnatal depression orientated, but it's just really a great space for moms to chat together about motherhood, about the ups and downs that come from it. Because at the end of the day, sometimes like the early phases of motherhood can be quite isolating, and it's so important to find any kind of support that you can while you are able to. So if it means an online group, if it means a lactation specialist, if it means a friend that's been through this journey as well, whatever it is for you, to just be able to open up is so important.
Angelica Grimbeek joins us, registered dietitian and nutrition specialist with Hela. Thank you so much for your insights and happy World Breastfeeding Week.
Thank you, and to you too, and to especially all the new moms out there.